Welcome to the September 22nd service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. Today, our service is led by Worship Associate Ellen Plummer with reflections by UUC members Barbara Taylor and Corey Mercier. The theme for the service is Opening to Possibilities.
Today's reading was written by Liz James. It starts with a quote by Frank Clark. Everyone is trying to accomplish something big, not realizing that life is made up of lots of little things. I'm not sure those townspeople were being felt selfish in the stone soup story. You may remember the stone soup story. An old woman came into the village, asked for ingredients to make food, to make soup. Everyone in the village said they had nothing to contribute. Nothing. She began boiling a huge pot of water and put a stone in it. And she said aloud, so that everyone could hear, "Oh, I do wish I had a bit of salt." And someone came forward, shyly, with a tiny bit of salt tucked away in a pocket. Then she wondered out loud if she could find a few root vegetables. And another person had that. Someone else had a few spoonfuls of rice, and so on, and so on. And a glorious soup was made. Some of us are taught that this tale is about tricking a meal out of selfish people. Some of us might call that potluck, but we won't go there right now. But I don't really think that's what happened. I don't. I mean, if someone asked me if I had a meal to share with them and I only had a half teaspoon of salt or the few old vegetables in that drawer in the bottom of the fridge, I would say, "I can't help. I'm sorry, but I can't help." I wouldn't be lying when I said I had nothing to give. I wouldn't be lying, but I'd be wrong. I would just be wrong. When we say that there's nothing we can do, we're not lying. That phone call we might make, that $5 we might donate, that quick email of encouragement we might send, these things feel so small that we think they're the same as having nothing to offer. These things feel so small that we think they're the same as having nothing to offer. The stone soup story isn't about selfish people. It's about people who thought they were powerless. It's about people learning that they had something to offer that would feed themselves and each other. I offer this brief prayer. Grant me the bravery to step forward and offer whatever I have. Grant me the wisdom to see myself as part of something greater. And grant me the compassion to see and to draw out the gifts that are found in every person. Blessed be. We have reflections this morning, and I am going to invite Barbara, are you reading first this morning, to share her reflection with us.
Reverend Pam asked Corey and I to bring out a little reflection on our participation in the congregation and the Committee on Ministries. So my participation in UUC began after I had rejected the UUC that met in the house at the bottom of the driveway. It was too much like a classroom lecture. By the time this new building, however, had been built, the services had begun to be more church-like, and I had a four-year-old and a baby, and I so much needed an hour to sit and listen to adults talk about something other than work. But I wanted to be a participant, not just a listener, and there was work to be done arranging for Sunday speakers, so I soon began to share in that. With the help of others, I could add my little bit of salt to the soup without it becoming overwhelming. Though UUC soon called a settled minister, Rudy Gelsey, he was part-time, so someone still needed to arrange other speakers when he was not in the pulpit. Somewhere along the way, I learned about circle suppers. Wanting to introduce our kids to interacting with kids and adults in a social setting, my husband Dan and I started a circle supper group for parents who wanted to bring their kids. I suppose that was the ancestor of the current Parents Covenant group that meets Saturday nights once a month. When the congregation decided it needed a full-time minister, I learned what a search committee does. And I was excited to join the small group of dedicated folks who surveyed the congregation about its hopes and needs and set up and interviewed ministerial candidates. That fall, I learned I had breast cancer. Our children were 5 and 8. We needed support, and that nourishing congregational soup was there for us in so many ways. This was the real start of my husband Dan's participation in UUC out of gratitude for all the congregation had done for us. So I guess he's been Mr. Dan in the pre-K classroom downstairs for about 20 years now. My cancer recovery provided another ingredient to throw into the stone soup. It enabled me to suss out the pastoral care abilities of ministerial candidates we were interviewing in the search committee. If they reacted with silence upon hearing my story, they didn't appear well-suited. I became a member at large of UUC's board, and then I filled in somebody else's end of their term and eventually became president. By the end of that term, I had had enough governance and had become aware of the more subtle flavors of the congregational soup. I joined the membership committee to help institutionally enfold newcomers and help them find the flavors that might appeal to them. The UU Association began to promote small group ministries, which were then called covenant groups. Participation there enabled me to develop closeness with many who have continued to be friends. The Soul Matters program provides a newer opportunity to get to know folks deeply. The Our Whole Lives, OWL, sexuality education program provided an opportunity for me to receive training in how to talk about this difficult topic with kids. It came too late for our children, but a major donation for training and curricula enabled the congregation to purchase this very important ingredient for the soup. Helping young people learn to process this essential part of growing up has been very rewarding. Shortly after the OWL training, I had the opportunity to join my second search committee that brought Dara Olant to UUC. Dara arrived with a passion for social justice work that I hadn't seen in the congregation before. This was another ingredient I felt we'd been lacking, and I was anxious to sample it. Over a few years, this social justice ministry became the mental health justice ministry, and that led to the creation of our New River Valley branch of the National Association on Mental Illness, NAMI. Dara let us know she was leaving and we needed a new search committee. That work had been so rewarding for me in the past that again I volunteered to serve. Our wonderful Rev Pam's coming here is the result of that work, as is my current service on the Committee on Ministries, which Corey will talk about in a bit. Just before Pam started here, one Sunday we heard about the White Allies' humble path, centering on racism and anti-racism work and suggesting readings. Concern over this topic had been moving in me for quite a while, and I knew this was the place to pursue it. I also knew that while UUC has come to operate more formally as it has grown, I could nevertheless offer to put this ingredient in the soup without asking permission. I got Lisa, our administrator, to put a notice in the announcements inviting others to come talk about those readings, and our anti-racism group grew from there. This isn't an exhaustive list of the wonderful flavors I've sampled and the nourishment I've received from the soup or the ingredients I've contributed, but I hope it's given you the flavor of what a person can add to and take from the soup that we make here every day.
Please join me in reading together reading number 562 in our gray hymnal, this one. Love cannot remain by itself. It has no meaning. Love has to be put into action, and that action is service. Whatever form we are, able or disabled, rich or poor, it is not how much we do, but how much we love we put in the doing. A lifelong sharing of love with others.
When my wife Jennifer and I attended our first UUC service almost exactly 20 years ago, I clearly remember one of the readers saying, "I like this psalm because it mentions a dragon." That was my first sign that this is where a recovering ex-Catholic like myself needed to be. The second sign was later in the same service when they played the Monty Python song, "Always Look on the Bright Side of Life." We were sold. I also remember the two of us discussing how this was perhaps the only church where we could raise our future kids in an environment that openly encouraged the exploration of different world religions. Perhaps it's no big surprise, then, that we spent so much of our time at the UUC involved with youth ministry. At the suggestion of Reverend Chris Brownlee and DRE Christine Reed, Jen and I were trained as YRUU advisors, supporting our teens in the congregation for the next 3 years and launching the YAC. A little ironically, we handed over the reins of the YRUU to prepare for the birth of our first child, Corbin, who is now in YRUU. My, how time flies. At every stage in life, this congregation has supported our family. Where we were, such was its diversity. We transitioned from the Young Adults Without Kids Covenant Group, which briefly became the Young Pregnant Adults Group, to the Parents with Young Children Covenant Group. I participated in the men's group, the welcoming committee, and even the stewardship campaign a few times. There was never a time I couldn't find some ministry to support, and never a time I felt unsupported by this congregation. Eventually, as the kids got a little older, I found my way back to serving our youth. I had an absolute blast teaching wizardry, Hogwarts style, to our fourth and fifth graders, and I've been one of the middle school youth group advisors for the past several years. There's nothing quite as amusing as watching a parliament of preteens getting lost in the dark in a corn maze, or directing vignettes starring a couple of garden gnomes. And by the way, parent volunteers are always welcome. This year, I was also invited to serve our congregation in a rather different way, as a member of the Committee on Ministries. Sounds a little like something straight out of Harry Potter, right? The Committee on Ministries, or the COM, is a committee of the board that reviews and supports the various ministries of the congregation. It is charged with uncovering the pulse of the congregation, considering how well we're living up to our mission and vision, and creating opportunities for feedback from congregants representing those shared ministries. A sampling of these ingredients include religious education, YRU, social justice, our membership, small group ministries, the grounds committee, our staff, the board itself. The current committee is chaired by Ann Norris and also includes Barbara Taylor, Margot Walter, Bob Stimson, Stephanie Gildmore, and myself. Feedback is a gift, and therefore I encourage you to approach anyone on the committee with your thoughts and opinions regarding our minister or any of the programs you've been involved with. Maybe even tell us about a few additional spices you'd like to see thrown in. Incidentally, the Committee on Ministries is also responsible for evaluating our own Reverend Pam during our preliminary fellowship, so we'd love to hear how you think she's been doing. Thank you very much.
Today we are celebrating all the different ways in which we contribute to the tasty soup that is the UUC. This space looks different from usual. We've opened up the wall. Well, we will be opening up the wall, I think. Are we opening up the wall? We've changed our minds. We're not opening up the wall, but beyond that wall, between us and Elarth, our social hall, we're trying to create a space in which all of our different groups and committees can share with you the gifts that they have to offer and how we communicate in beloved community around our ministries with one another and with our community beyond the UUC. What we do here on Sunday morning feels religious, but Pam argues that every time we get together to do the work of the congregation, we are doing religious work, holy work, and we all have something to offer. As you visit the tables, Pam invites you, and I invite you, Pam and I invite you, to look for ways you can add your pinch of salt, or your root vegetables, or your rice, or your love, to help create the nourishing and tasty soup of our congregational life. Consider how you might engage more fully in the congregation, or try something new, or something different, or something that might scare you a little bit. There's an idea, right? Be courageous. Jump in. And consider signing up to learn more about how you can participate in this wondrous soup of which we are all a part.